Iron Man. Bloodthirsty.
Pacifist.
You're listening to the WoW Challenges podcast, the home of the Iron Man Challenge. And here are your hosts, Stone and Lita.
Hello, and welcome to the WoW Challenges podcast. This is episode 158. Today is Saturday, March 16th, 2019. I am your host, Lita, and joining me is my co-host, Stone. Good morning, Stone. How are you?
This is our ASMR stream.
Brought to you by
Coke and ice in a glass. How are you doing?
Just normal Coke or cherry Coke?
Normal Coke. We don't have cherry Coke here. For some reason, we are off the list. I don't know why. It's so stupid.
No.
Everywhere else, except for where I am.
It's pallets stupid. Where I was at the other day, and I was like, cherry Coke. Stone's going to be jelly. Anyway, I didn't buy any because I don't drink it. So, but I looked at it and I was like, anyway, sorry. I did. I literally looked at it. I was like, we've got cherry Coke. Stone doesn't. I wish I could ship it to you, but I can't. One, it's explodable. Two, it'll cost a fortune. So.
Yeah, well, you're made of big podcast money, right? So you can afford it. Do it up, right? You know, when you stream and do podcasts, we make tons of cash, right? So you can just do it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Mm-hmm. Right. But as I said, the very first thing was I can't send it because it's illegal to send. So, yeah. Because it's under pressure. Can't send anything under pressure. Anyway. Good song. Queen. Absolute classic song. Speaking of classics, like that, our very special guest this week is Hadley. Welcome.
Woo. Hey.
We need a little cheer. Don't?
What?
We need a little cheer when we introduce the guest.
I am completely fine with how you are doing it. It's great. Get lots of clips.
Fine. Okay. Hadley, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for one, saying yes, two, coming to have a chat with all this fun craziness that we do. So really appreciate that. But we'll start off with finding a little bit about yourself. So tell us all about the player behind the characters.
Okay. Well, let's see. I have been playing video games since I was like five. So they've always been like this big part of my life. I actually used to work in a video game store, which was the best job I ever had, but it didn't pay anything. So sadly, you know, that dream was over real quick, but yep. It was fun while it lasted. So in my real life, I work at a hospital, which is not terribly exciting. And I don't work with a lot of people who understand anything about video games. So that's why I started streaming, really. It seemed like a good way to meet a bunch of people that were interested in the same things I am. So I've been doing that. Streaming is totally new to me, though. Like, I have only been doing it for about a month. I've been playing WoW for like 10 years, but never had the urge to stream until just one day I randomly decided, okay, I'm going to give that a go. And it's been really fun. So now that's what I do.
Excellent. Oh, we understand. We do understand. So you said you played WoW for about 10 years. So when did you, though, first start the challenge with the challenges? That's only been really recently, hasn't it?
Yes. I actually had heard about the Iron Man challenge. Somebody in my guild mentioned it at one point, like a couple of years ago, I think. And I thought, oh no, that's too hard. I'm not going to do that. That's just going to take too much time. But then I was browsing around on Twitch and I saw some people doing them. And I thought, well, that looks pretty cool. So I checked out the site and decided to do it about a month ago. And I started with like a warlock human and did the Green Man challenge first.
Yes.
To test the waters. And then I've done a couple Iron Man since then. But I've only done, I think I'm on my fourth challenge tune ever right now. So I'm really new to doing it. But it's been really fun.
Oh, good. So what are you currently, because I remembered seeing you on the human, the green, which you said you had an unfortunate incident. Was it last week or the week before?
I think it was the week before. Me and a dragon got into a fight. So I didn't win that fight.
Yeah. Dragons can be like that. Yeah. Absolutely. So what are you currently running?
Right now, I've got a Disc Priest that's a Night Elf. She's only like level 15, and I'm doing a Troll Mage right now too, but she's only level 5. I just started her yesterday. So
All right.
And they're both living for now.
Both living and both doing iron. Both running versus irons. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what's the intriguing thing for you that when, you know, obviously you'd heard about the challenges and you came to wanting to try one. What was that? What was the thing at that point a month or so ago that you were like, I'm going to give this a go?
Is it just honestly, like, I was waiting on the patch and I thought, well, I need something to do. Nice. And I've been playing for a while and what's a way to make the game kind of new again? So I decided to try it then just to make the game kind of fresh, I guess. And it works because it's like playing a totally new game to me when you have to do something in a weird way. So it's just, you know, downtime.
Absolutely. So you started with the warlock. You've currently got a disc priest and a mage. Mm-hmm. What's the other one that
it was an undead hunter, which she died a pretty funny death, but
We'll get to deaths in a minute. Deaths are always an integral part of a conversation. what I want to know is what do you play for your main? Like, away from challenges for a moment, what do you play for your main?
Well, I alternate between an assassin rogue and a holy priest. Okay. I prefer my assassin rogue. That's what I consider my main, but everybody needs a healer. So the holy priest winds up getting more playtime because she's always needed. And the rogue is not consistently important to any group. So while I like her best, my holy priest probably is more my main now. Just by accident.
Yep. Okay. So by coming over to the challenge and doing the various tunes, had you played like the hunter, the warlock, the mage? Had you had much playtime on any of those classes previously, like to coming over to trying it on the challenges?
I have a hunter that I play sort of regularly. I do have a warlock too that I leveled to 100, but I just let her sit there because I didn't really like it and I wanted to give it another try.
What? Are we friends? Who are you?
I love it now. I love it now. After doing the Green Man challenge and actually learning how to play a warlock, I really liked it, but I didn't have the hang of it because I just didn't bother to learn it, I guess. And so now I'm leveling a regular warlock again, not on Iron Man or anything like that, because I liked it and I want to play it.
Excellent.
But, and I have a mage that's like 115. I haven't finished leveling everybody yet, but I had tried every class. The only class that I don't have a tune of is a warrior, and I just can't get the swing of that one for some reason. It's just not my thing, but that's the only one I haven't done, so I might try it sometime.
All right. So what's been your most fondest challenge memory so far? Because, I mean, even in the short amount of time that you've been playing, which is fantastic, you're really getting into it. You know, you've given the green a try. You've been trying the irons. But for you, what's been some of your fond memories for any of the tunes that you've got there?
Honestly, I think it's like the memory that is the fondest to me is just the people that I've like met through it, really. And I've kind of inspired people that don't do it to try the challenges, which has been fun. But mainly just the people is the best part because there's this whole community I had no idea existed. And, you know, all of you guys like the same things I do and it's really fun to talk to everybody. And so that's been the best part for me for the, of the challenges. And that's why I keep doing it, because it's fun to hang out with everybody.
Awesome. All right. So for your leveling with the different types of tunes, are you doing a, what would we say, like a usual level through? Have you worked out what path that you're doing when you're leveling a challenge tune, or similar to what you would do with your normal tunes, or are you finding a different path for leveling?
Everyone I've done so far, I've taken on a slightly different path. I'm trying to work out mm-hmm. which level, like which zones I feel comfortable in. Now, when I did my Undead Hunter, I did that whole starting area, which I was pretty comfortable with. So I knew I wanted to stay there. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have a set path. I avoid places I don't like normally, which I'm not a huge fan of, like the Plague Lands and stuff, because I get myself killed on regular tunes and I just won't go there because I don't trust yep. it. And then I don't go to the Badlands anymore after three drunk dwarves got me killed by a dragon. So I don't do that anymore. I skipped that. I got a little too brave. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I probably won't do Badlands again because it's too tempting to do the quests that I shouldn't. So I yep. might avoid that going forward. But, you know.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So... actually, I'll give you, after the next question, if there is, because you're very new to the challenges, I'm going to say to you, you can ask us a question if there's anything that you want to know about the challenges, because we've got some experience, plus we've got the chat room. So if there's something that you're just like, hey, I wouldn't mind knowing, throw it out. We'll have a quick chat about it here. But I want to know... We want to know about the deaths. So hit us with it. Tell us about the deaths, because they do hurt. But, you know, I think it's a part of the healing process to talk about it, share it. Oh, good.
I get a good kick out of my deaths most of the time. It's not a big thing to me. I mean, I'd love to keep going, but, you know, it's funny. My funniest death was the Undead Hunter, because I was 1,000% sure that the hill I was walking down was a hill that you could walk down. And when I went towards it, I slid all the way down very dramatically. And I just was like, oh, this is the end. I can see it coming. And it was like, I got to watch it in slow motion as I slid down a hill. So that one was really good. And I laughed a lot about
it. Where was that? Where
was that one at? It was in Ratchet. And it was just like, I went down the wrong part of a hill. Like it was... angled wrong, and that was all it was. Like if I'd stepped over just a little bit, I would have been fine, but I didn't do that. So I slid to my death. And then my warlock was funny too, because I, like I said, it was three drunk dwarves and a dragon, so it was pretty good to die that way. It was pretty amusing, because I had to run away as fast as I could, and it wasn't fast enough. I had a debuff on me, so I burned to death on that one. So I've only had those two deaths though, because my other two are still kicking right now. So
okay, which is fantastic. So is there any zones that, other than Badlands, you know about Deadbridge, right?
I don't go there normally, so I probably won't go there now. There's too many mobs in a tiny little pocket for me.
Yes. Gotta be very picky choosy. But as you're leveling, is there anything else that you just foresee in the future? You're like, yeah, hells no, I am not going anywhere near that. Anything else that's like popping into your brain?
Other than the Plague Lands, nothing pops into my brain. And the Plague Lands is a personal preference. I'm sure it's fine for some people, but I just have a tendency to get myself killed there. So I try to avoid it. And that's probably going forward the only ones I'm against. I have a little bit of a problem where I kind of tempt fate. I like to see if I can do things, but I probably won't chance it on that. But I'm willing to give any other area a try at least once. And if I get myself killed, I'll learn a lesson and not do that one again.
Okay. All right. I mean, sometimes the only way to do these things is to try it and see. And if you end up dead, you just chalk it up to experience. You go,
don't do it at like level 85 or something. Like when you get past a certain point, don't try things out.
If just I get that far, I will be a lot more cautious. But I'm okay with risking it at about 20 to 40. I'm okay with that.
Yeah. I mean, I the motto, as far as I'm concerned, is, you know, you die and you learn. That is the whole thing about a death. You know, if you die and you go back and do exactly the same thing and you die to it again, well, you've not learned anything. So if you die on the tune, you've just got to say, right, okay, I can't do it. And sometimes it can be that class thing. What you can do on a hunter or a warlock, you might not be able to do on the mage,
right?
On a chamois, yeah. So that's always a good way.
The mage is a lot scarier. I'm being much more careful with her.
Oh, that does not surprise me. Does not surprise me at all. Okay, so before, if there's any questions, I'll get you. You can throw them at us, but I do want to know. Because you are very new to the challenges and streaming, and I say, yay, more power to you, go for it. what advice would you give to anyone who wants to try it? Any tips, any tricks?
I would say start with a green man and something with a pet. That's where I started, and it kind of helped me get the swing of things. Because I had the pet there to, like, take the damage if I screwed up and got a little too close until I learned what I was doing. So that helps. And the green gear helps a lot. You don't have to go search for green gear. It just comes from the quest. It's right there. Mm-hmm. You can take it. It's much, much easier, in my opinion, to start there, because then you can kind of get the hang of it. But then on the flip side of that, I've noticed when I've done Iron Man, I've had to really focus on not accidentally putting green gear on, because I just did a green man. Uh-huh. So there's that aspect of it too. But in terms of, like, mobs and stuff, I feel like a green man's the way to go, and a pet is really great. I have had a pet for the first two I did. I had a pet with me, and it helped, and I think I would have made it a lot farther on that hunter if I hadn't slid down a hill. So, you know, watch for hills. don't trust
hills.
always good advice. Hills bad. There's a show title right there. I'm gonna write that one down. Hills bad. Sorry. Exclamation mark, Stone.
That is true.
All right. I think there's some fun stuff going on in the chat room. Anyway, now, anything that you would like to ask us or the chat room about the challenges before we go into how your week's been?
I am kind of curious, like, what zones other people avoid, like, the plague, because I could maybe potentially avoid some of those if I had an idea of what other people have struggled with. I mean, I might still give them a go here and there, but, you know, it's that's the main thing, is figuring out where you can't live.
So, Stone. Well, from the chat room, just, you know, we were having a little discussion on Stranglethorn, right? And I honestly think it's fairly straightforward. You just got to watch out for panthers. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Those dang things, sure, but everything else is all good.
Panthers. Yeah, I did that on my green man and I loved it, but you do have to watch your panthers. Yeah. But I thought it was fun.
On green, Stranglethorns, okay. On an iron, I find it's a lot rougher.
Yeah, a sneaky panther would be a lot harsher.
So
on an iron.
Periton is saying that it's northern Stranglethorn for him, not and the
cape is panthers.
Okay.
Honestly,
my zone that I honestly avoid, I don't know. Honestly, I think Red Ridge.
Badlands?
Well, Badlands is okay. What? Why? What's wrong with Badlands?
You just gotta skip the right quests.
Badlands, there's no rares up. That's about the only thing. But on an iron, it's okay.
Okay.
You just gotta watch out. I'd say Red Ridge for sure. Right up until I sometimes, you know, do the key quest. It depends on how I feel, right? Because you know how you have to, go in the warg pen, and you can't touch the wargs, otherwise you're like one shot. So that part I'll do if I feel like it. The quest right before where you have to kill those two, like two mobs, they are named really really hard. Yeah. I won't do that one unless there's somebody else around, and that's usually the whole time. So I usually cut my self off there, and and I finish this, and I don't do the rest of the zone. So Elwynn seems easier than Darkshore. Un'Goro is a death trap. If you're playing Alliance, avoid zones that are mostly Horde. Arathi is increasingly becoming another for me, really. Because Arathi, I found, was okay. I think the only quest I didn't really like there was the escort one, where you escort the night elf through the through the farm. And that one can be a bit of an issue because it might pull extra mobs. And as an iron, I don't know. I mean, I've done it.
Yeah.
You just got to be careful. So, So fair avoids Don't Talon.
Yeah. She's Alliance. So, yeah. I mean, they're all, again, there's all good points. All I would say mostly would be you've got to be picky choosy with your quests. Like, you can, the good thing about zones now is you can hop. And for me, one of the biggest things I had to stop myself doing, because I'm a completionist, so I'm like waiting for that little ding going, yep, you've done everything in this zone. And you've got to not do that. And you've got to be okay to go, you know what? I cannot do this quest. I need to drop it or not pick it up and move on. Go somewhere else. Where am I going to go? I've got to go travel. Okay, it might take me 5 minutes to get there, but you know what? So what? You get discovery, you get something else, you know. Those are the things. You've just got to walk away from stuff. You might be able to come back to it higher up, but a lot of times there's that much stuff going on in Azeroth that for me, you don't have to. Like, you could jump, you know, do a little hub over in, you know, in Stone Talon, jump down to Desolus, come back, depending on what level you are, but you can jump around. So, but definitely Dead Ridge is
jump
is
up
not
and
good.
Get down.
Jump up, get down. That's right. And do boogie and all of that. Jump, so, jump. Yeah, so that's the bigger things, but mostly the zones when I say what zones I won't touch, it's because I've died there to some horrific death. So I won't go to Westfall. Cobalts. and Dead Ridge, and where else is Darkshore?
Where was it that you got killed by flying too low?
That was Wetlands.
Oh, alright.
But that was me, Horde, one shot by Alliance Guard at stupid Dunmoro. So, yeah. And then Netherstorm, when you get that high, watch out for lava pits. Yeah. So, you know, there's heaps of places, but you've got the Discord, you've got Twitter, and of course you've got the forums that you know, there's that wealth of information, and we're very, very lucky to have so many wonderful people.
Okay, go.
Holding.
I had a sound problem.
So for any information, but I think that's a really good question to ask. So thank you. Thank you for our little chat, and I hope that gives you some help in your future traveling with your challenge tunes. So other than that, how has your week been? What have you been up to? Much playtime in game this week?
I've been able to play almost every day. I did some PvP this week, which was weird for me. I don't typically PvP, but I got talked into doing it, and I was just as infuriated as I always am when I PvP. It makes me incredibly cranky, so I don't do it too much, but it was fun, sort of. And other than that, I've been working on my challenge tunes for the most part and leveling a couple of Horde tunes, because I don't have any that are all the way leveled, and I want to see the storyline. Mm-hmm. And so I kind of went crazy and made like three at once. So I'm just, you know, five levels here, five levels there, just going through all these tunes. So that's kept me really busy this week, trying to get a little bit into each character anyway.
Nice. Alcoholic for the win. That's for certain. Okay. Well, that's good. And have you got like plans for next week? Have you decided, you know, you want to get, where do you want to get on your challenge tunes? Have you got like a goal for next week?
I would like to get both of them to 20. That would be 5 on one mm-hmm. tune and 10 on the other, which I think is pretty doable, provided I don't do something okay. dumb. And that's my goal, provided nothing goes wrong. If something does, then I'll probably just start another one. That's what I'm going to work on most of the time, unless mm-hmm. somebody convinces me to PvP again, and then I might do that.
What's no. this PvP thing you say? I don't know what I'm not sure what this PvP thing is.
Yeah, I don't do it enough to really know either. I go to Battlegrounds and I stand there and I'm like, somebody tell me where to go, because I don't know how this one works. Yeah. The only one I consistently know how to do is Alterac Valley, and that's because it's been there so long.
Yeah.
I've done it. Mm-hmm. But some of these newer ones I haven't even been in. So it's not great.
Yeah. Oh. Thoroughly understand. Oh, well, anyway, good luck with your week and good luck with your challenge tunes. So thank you for sharing all of your thoughts and what's been going on with you today. So we appreciate that. And you're hanging around with us to chill and hang and do some, you know, and have a chat. So thank you. Stone.
Well, I'm
there's a lot of blue, just, Stone.
Yeah, there is. So.
Wow.
Periton makes a good comment here. So we can use war mode. Did you know that, Hadley? So if
I'm
you,
too scared.
So if you really felt like you wanted to merge the two, you're welcome at it. But you know, a death
that
is still
would
a
be,
death.
Yeah, yeah. That's a swift death, I can tell you that right now. If someone sneaks up on me, I'm dead. I mean,
probably.
Even on tunes I play as my mains with good gear, no.
Yep.
Startling me to not say, anywhere.
Since Periton has mentioned it, I think that he should do that for his next challenge tune.
Oh my.
I agree.
I would be very interested to see.
I want to watch that. I want to watch that.
Yeah. I totally want to watch that.
I was going to say, if you did that, don't stream it. Because, good Lord, somebody's going to watch you and be like, yeah, just mm-hmm. I'm going to take you out.
We know where you are. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, I found you and I'm coming uh-huh. for you uh-huh. in game.
Yeah.
I might just sneak up on him and like slash hug and run away.
Oh.
Startle him. Just make him think I'm coming for him.
Uh-huh. Stream snipers. Yeah, I... Honestly, there was one fellow from the UK that was trying to level up on a PvP realm, and they would not stream it. They would not show anything about any realm that they were on or when they were playing or anything like that. It's just, you know, just because they were afraid that somebody was going to come by and boop.
Do that. Yeah.
I mean, it ended up anyways going on, because at level 67 or something, he was doing a quest and somebody dropped down that was level 110 or 100 at the time, and then dropped down and killed him with one shot. That's it. Done.
Yeah.
So, okay. Wow. Now all of a sudden. So, this week I've been sick. So I didn't really get to do a whole lot, but I did stream. So I was doing my month of March streaming thing, and there was one day I was actually we'll talk about that after. But okay, so I was doing small streams. Mm-hmm. Lita, are you gonna laugh? Small streams, just the short one. Come on. I set it specifically for you. We did a teeny tiny bit of pacifist. I didn't get a level because we did one set of cooking, fishing, and then a bunch of herbing, but still at level 31. We tried to do bloodthirsty, but there were no rares up in Swamposaurus. So remember how like last time we went to Badlands and there's nothing up. So we went to the swamp and everything was up. So, okay, great. So I decide, okay, this is where I'm going to go. And this time, nope, nothing. And we went to Blast did lands and nothing there too. I'm like, okay, well, yeah, screw that. So we did some mount farming, I think. No, we did the new raiding with leashes, raiding with leashes 6, you know, the, mm-hmm, and we got some pets there. But I also created a, iron troll rogue named Swords Happens because somebody needs to keep swords in line. And a level 12 on that character. And I believe that has a mage and he died at level 10. In your face. And I'm just swords. And I'm just gonna say that this is all on my side. He was just like, why are you aiming at me? And I'm like, oh, just gotta keep you in line, that's all. poor Zorts.
Feel the love.
Feel the love, Zorts. So ALS fundraising. So for folks, mm-hmm, that don't know, you know, I'm streaming every day to raise money for ALS research and stuff like that. So this week, because I've been sick, we've been doing shorter streams. I've been wanting to do streams that are about 3 hours, but this week, I don't know what happened, but on Monday, I woke up and I've just been, it just hit me like, and it's been off and on. And at the end of the week, I was feeling good. And then all of a sudden I'd be like, I got a fever or my throat gets sore. Mm. Like right now, my throat is, it was sore from to swallow. Lita, thank you. There's the smile. That's all I wanted. But now it's getting scratchy. Yeah. So anyways, it's, you know, it's come and, mm-hmm, gone. But we were able to pass our $1,000 goal. We are, yay! I know, because of everybody, it's like, I'm very surprised. I was very, very happy to get there. We're at, mm-hmm, $1,397.08. That's, yay! Like, that's awesome. So we do have we set a silly $2,000 goal for, okay, I said this on my stream before. I wish somebody, I'm not going to swear, but I wish somebody could get me a spoon and stick it into, mm-hmm, my nose and scoop out that part of my brain because it pisses me off so much. It drives me crazy. The words are there. They just don't come out. So we have a new goal. So we had the goal where I'm going to use Carrie's pink Crocs as earmuffs, mm-hmm, right?
Yep. Yes.
She also agreed to let me curse for 1 minute. Now, if you don't know Carrie, she does not like it.
Big deal.
When I curse. And, mm-hmm, there's actually been a punch on stream. Okay. Mm-hmm. She's actually come on stream and boop. It was like, stop swearing. Yeah. So she says, if we can make that goal, she will let me curse for 1 minute. So, I mean, we have up till the end of March. So maybe we're like $600 away. So, but one sec. I need to
sneeze. Niecy said, nope, no, that was a cough. No one needs that. A cough. Yeah. Can't have fruitcake.
Can't have fruitcake.
Sorry, Niecy.
Oh, that would be amazing.
There's pineapple in it.
You've had, you can't have this fruitcake, but you can go get somebody else's
fruitcake. I can't have this fruitcake.
Right.
Mm. And this fruitcake is full of rum. So, yeah. Mm.
I mean, I would try that if I knew that there was rum in it.
There is rum in that. Sweet. There's a lot of rum in it. Mm. Yeah.
So would you be allowed to ship fruitcake through mail? Because it's got booze in it, right? So are you allowed to ship that?
It's homemade stuff? No. Overseas. No, in Australia, yes. but
so within the country,
if I wanted to make a fruit cake, I couldn't send that to you because because it's home baked.
It's not packaged, right? Like it's not pre-packaged.
If I went and bought a fruit cake from the shop and it's all packaged sealed and everything, that would be fine. But I can't make you a delicious rum infused fruit cake and post it to you.
Because I would try that. As much as I don't like fruit cake, I would try it if you made if you made it. So this week, as we did last week, I'm just going to read off the people that gave donations to get us to our goal and beyond. Lita, Taco, Azzy. I'm going to skip this next part. Zortz, Terwinkle, Goof, Rhinus, Fair, Bev, and Frasley. Thank you all so, so much. I am donating tips. So if you, like, there's a button down there, so if you tip it, if you tip me, if you give me your tip, it will come directly to my PayPal, to my PP, right? PP PayPal. And because of that, you pay the fee beforehand, so I get the full amount that you tip, so I'm putting that amount into the donation amount too, as well as the bits. So last week we got $31.42 bits. It was like, holy cow. I was so shocked. And yes, Michael Ram, just like that. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. Michael, so I'm putting all of the Twitch bits in once a week on Sundays. And then I'm doing the tips as soon as I get them. So, or that night. So, because, you know, I mean, you don't want to, like, you want to acknowledge tips, right? So. Thank you very much, Chris.
Thank you, Chris.
Sorry, it's not Chris. It's Carice, according to our announcer. But the announcer is not live on our podcast thing. It's live on the other thing. And Dave DeHunter, thank you very, very much. So those are all going to go in on Sunday. Thank you a lot. Thank you, Carice.
Carice. Love it.
But that was my week. You go.
Nice. Oh, it sounds like you've had a really good week. That's fantastic.
I mean, it was a good week for fundraising.
Was it good?
Bad week for health.
For you,
it was poop.
Zortz is gonna go. See Zortz.
Bye, Zortz.
Night. Yeah. Bye. Bye. Okay, so I did one of those. I had one of those weeks where it kind of worked, kicked my butt. The patch came out, and then there was all these things that I wanted to do with the patch, and then so I finally got to play some challenge tunes last night. So I got my Passy Lita, my little pacifist. I hit 57 last night, so she's still running around tomorrow, because I'm really still just like, I don't think I'll take her back to Western Plaguelands after the last two scares I've had there.
So there's actually one thing I want to make a comment about it. Have you tried on that character? Have you tried to do any archy yet?
No. Fair said to wait till after I'm 60.
Okay, I've done one dig that was super safe. All of the other dig sites, nope. So it's like I got some XP. But I can't. Yep. I can't go back. It's just done. So.
Yeah. So I'm going to wait till I get flying. Wait till maybe I'm about 62, 63, and then see if I can go. Then I'll go do archaeology. I think I've learned it, but I held off because the advice that I got, I think, from Fair and maybe five, it was kind of like, I think it's better, we'll get there. So I've got to get to 60 first, but it's just like chugging through, obviously, with the rested. It's good, like the levels are quite quick. I think I maybe did two of Domoro ding, like you know, it's not hard. It's just making sure you don't stick your mouse somewhere that's could be close to a mob or, you know, because you don't want to click on it.
I mean, you want to be careful with what you do with your mouse, right?
That's right. Exactly. So I'm happy with that. I didn't have any, you know, no issues on that. So at the moment, it's okay. I've just got to try and remember, log in and do the fishing and the cooking dailies, which I hadn't done all week. So that kind of, you know, that was one of those things of, oh, I really should be doing that just to get that little bit of bonus XP. And I picked up a couple of, like the ward board quests that pop up, you know, go to such and such and see them in Silithus or in, you know, whichever. So I've picked them up just to go do some explore at some time and to hand in the quest just to get a little bit of that bonus XP when she gets more rested. So I think by the time I dinged, I didn't push her through. I may have had about 3 or 4 bars of rested still. So I've just put her back in the inn for the moment. And then I jumped on my Void Elf Warlock, so my Bloodthirsty. So again, play the pacifist first, no killing, and then it's like Bloodthirsty next. Let's go kill. So she hit 54 last night, but I got her about, because I did push her a little bit further through, and I think I'm just over halfway through 54. So she's at 1,992 kills total. But I did the same thing. I took her straight to Swamp of Sorrows, Blasted Lands, even though I've got my hearth in EPL. So went to Swamp of Sorrows and I'm like running around going, where's all the res? And
yeah, they're not up.
I had 3 up.
Like, what's up with
3?
That?
A Swamp of Sorrows, there's like 15. Well, maybe not that many, but there's a lot. And I was like, okay, so let's go into Blasted Lands. Let me see. I think I got 3. 3 up. The usual ones weren't up. So I went, you know what? This is going to be painful. Yeah. Let's go back to EPL. Get back to EPL. Guess what? Every single one was up.
Yeah.
And then I went into Western Plaguelands. Everything was up. And yeah, no, everything was up, I think, perhaps bar 1. Anyway, it was, you know, it was just the difference of being in Swamp of Sorrows where I didn't notice anyone around. And I get back to EPL, I didn't notice anyone there. When I hit Western Plaguelands, I did notice 2 people there, but I still got a heap of the res. And I was like, well, you know, that's why I chase res, because I think I was getting like 10,000 with rested XP, as opposed to 653 rested on a normal kill. There's a slight amount of difference. So, of course, I'm going to chase a rare. So, yeah. And then I did hop on my little pally, my little dwarf pally who hit level 20, but I didn't get a full level on her because by the time I got about halfway through and the rares were a little bit temperamental, I got to Western, got to Wetlands. And the body was starting to crash. And when the body starts to crash, it's like, I got to stop streaming. It's like, I got to go to bed, nope. Guys.
You right. need to sleep on stream. Let's just see how far you can go.
No. Yep. No, we don't. And I was telling the chat room last night, I was like, this is why. Because Keithy was telling me he got a new, he's got a camera, so he's going to be streaming. I'm not sure if he's was able to do that today, but he was telling me he's got a webcam and he's going to be setting it up. And I said, that's, you know, that's fine. I do podcasts with the camera, but me playing, nobody needs to see Lita fall asleep.
Nose picking, ear picking. Oh, you know what?
Because there's
no lippy, right? Right.
And no, I just do the lippy for you, Stone. It's just like, because I know that he's like, You gotta put your lippy on. And I'm like, yeah, of course I do. Yep, Chris is right. See, leaders, rule number one. Rule number one, you do not play a challenge tune when you're tired. And I invoked that last night, Chris. I was like, and I even said, Chris will be proud of me because I'm invoking my rule number one. Do not play, so I'm logging off. See us. So, yeah. So at least I got some stuff done, which is good. I'm feeling good on the passy. I'm feeling pretty good on the warlock. And we will see where we go this week. It's just having time to do it. There's so much going on in the game. So much. It's crazy. It's crazy good, but at the same stage, it's like so much I want to do. Anyway, that's been my week.
Well, speaking of so much going on in the game, there's more stuff. Let me go play a bumper, if it'll play.
Okay.
Breaking now, news from the World of Warcraft with Lita and Stone.
Ridiculous. It took 7 seconds for it to play.
7 seconds.
That's way too long.
Nice.
So patch 8.15, we didn't mention this before because I don't think anybody really knew this was going to happen, but apparently the gear that you get from quest rewards, regardless of your level, now has a chance to be upgraded. So, you know, when you get white gear, well, now it can be green.
Oh.
So it will happen before it equips. So that's good, but you still need to be careful. Periton is saying he got epic bracers at level 12, right?
Wow.
Like, come on, man. Right. So for irons and, you know, even bloodthirsty greens, you know, you need to be careful now because pay attention to the color now before you put it on. Why is it got to be about color, man? Well, because, you know, if it's not gray or white gear, then it's no good. But
you get flagged.
Yes.
And then you're done.
So even for bloodthirsty, I mean, you can have green gear, but it can upgrade, so that will flag you. Just be careful. We didn't know that it was going to happen. I don't recall reading that in any patch notes, nothing. It's one of those, hey, we added this. Almost like how, do you remember?
Surprise!
All of a sudden, Blizzard began giving you blue weapons and they would auto equip.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like what are you
was
doing?
Was that Legion or was that before Legion?
I thought it was right before Legion. I thought it was right before.
Yeah.
I thought it was that pre-patch.
Yep.
I could be wrong though, but I thought it was around there. I was like, come on, guys. I don't think they do that now. I have not seen that for quite a while, but if you log out without a weapon equipped, don't. Just put anything in. It doesn't matter. It shouldn't happen, but we'll see. But that's honestly, that's it. We don't have any events coming up. We don't have, I think the next world event is Noble Garden in April, right? And the next...
There's micro ones,
Dark Moon Fair is, you know, coming out. I think that was pre-Warlords when they changed all specs. I don't know.
Yeah, can't remember.
Tyobur thinks it's
pre-Warlords. There will be...
Maybe.
I think there's new stuff with Dark Moon Fair, isn't there? But I've not looked at that until probably when Dark Moon Fair gets
It has a roller coaster now or something, so just...
Yeah,
we'll honestly have to check that out. Be careful when you go in there. Take a normal character in
first
to make sure, you know, like nothing counts as a kill or something if you're on a pacifist. Trial is coming up, which I've done once and I won one and it was like, oh my goodness, it was fun. But I know that the debuff that you get from that is not allowed. So on challengers, do not do it.
Yeah,
I think that's about it though.
All right, Okay, let's see how we've gone this week. So we've got a state of the challenges time. Alrighty, Hadley, can you start off with the irons, please?
Sure. So I just need to say their level and what happened to them, if there's a note, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I will butcher most of your names, so
please
sorry.
Do.
They're useless.
All right. So the first one here is Aqua Brittle, who was 63 and sadly is now dead. It's a big rip right by that. Very unfortunate. She Hunter was 64 and is also no longer with us. Ash S. Hunts, I don't know. That looks like that could be Ashes Hunts. I'm not sure. 67 was the level for that one. Nemesis is 74. Q2? Seems about right. is 88. Tejbegriz is 90. Let's see. Mortalster is 91. Shinari is 94. Another Shinari is 109. Too Thirsty made it to 120. Let's see. This was announced last week and is the fourth Iron and first Bloodthirsty in BFA.
Yep. So basically we have it on this week because he had hit level 120 after the weekly report gets done. So it's part of the report this week. So still going to give him props. It's awesome.
Absolutely, because that's amazing. So he'll be the only one who's ever going to be on an iron and a bloodthirsty.
Yep.
Which is, yeah, well done. Well done, Two Shanks. That's definitely an amazing achievement. Okay, Bloods, let's have a look. So we have at level 10, at number 10, Tidal Soul hit 41. 9 this week is Soul Fist at 42. 8 is Bloodsort at 48. 7 is Blood Trap at 51. 6 is Blood Leader at 54. Number 5 is Soul Snuffer at 61. We have got Blood Thief at number this week, hitting level 71. Soulful Paw hits level 90. Well done. Nisi's been busy this week. Soul Shield is 119.
Yeah, she's almost there.
Nisi, how much further you gotta go? Do you know what percentage? Oh my
probably
gosh,
probably gonna
amazing.
Take her like 2 weeks to get that one level.
Might
because
do. She's gonna,
it's like
yeah,
you have to grind
time,
away
Nisi.
On
so
like
close.
The small mobs that don't give you like a whole yeah. lot of XP, right?
One more level. Yep.
Just
so
be
have
careful.
You got the full level, Nisi?
Just be careful.
Haven't touched her. Okay, all right. And then, of course, we got Too Thirsty, who hit 120, yep. and again is our first Bloodthirsty to reach max for
very
BFA,
nice.
Which is amazing. Well done. Well done. All right, let's look at our passer first. Hadley, who have we got this week?
All right, I'll save the numbers this time, because I skipped that part last time.
It's okay.
Easy to follow along.
It's
all right, so
it's all good.
Number 10 is Peaceful at 26. 9 is Lucy Lynn Pack at 28. 8 is Peace Out at 33. 7 is Declawed, which is a great name, by the way, at 35, but they were red flagged. 3 kills with 3 killing blows occurred.
Yep.
6 is Pasolita at 57. Ooh. And 5 is Zaya Passa.
Yep.
Passy? I don't know. Mm-hmm. 60 at 60. And 4th is Passive 10 at 62. 3 is Scaredy Cat at 63. 2 is Peaceful at 84, but they were red flagged for 15 kills. And 1 is Silent Herber at 90.
I'm actually curious about the Peaceful being red flagged because 15 kills. I wonder. Oh, some quests I did in North. Oh, that's Tiber. Oh, Tiber. Some quests I did in Northrend gave Peaceful those kills. I don't know which one though. But it's funny though because he got the kills without the killing blows. But we did have that buffer in there to say if you do 9. No, yeah. If you do 4 kills without the kill. Killing blows, you're fine. If you're up to 9, yeah. It's yellow flag. If it's 10 or higher, you're red. I'm actually really curious. What zone were you in when you logged? Because wonder if it was like I'm just really curious because I don't like want to do that, and I don't want someone else. And it doesn't say what creature type either. Wow. Ooh. Well, that's fun.
Ow. Okay.
That's terrible. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, Tyba.
Oh, man.
Bugger. Right. Yep. All right. But some... I like Declawed as a name, too. That's really clever. There's some really clever names out there, but obviously it's been a little bit rough week for the passies. I've been doing quests in Grizzly Hills
and Zul'Jarak.
Hmm.
I'm trying to think of quests in those two zones that would require you to click or open things or break things, but may not like at first glance you think, you know, oh well, it's just an ice cube, like who cares, I'm just gonna break this ice cube, and when it breaks it gives you a kill. I'm wondering what quests in there. I just wonder. Break open jars.
Grizzly Hills has got some, they have got some weird ones where you've got to, don't you've got to go and open some cages and rescue people and stuff? So maybe something there. Like they've got a lot of different ones, Grizzly. Zul'Jarak, I can't think of any rescue open type ones. I don't know
either. I'm not sure.
No. Okay. Vices? All right. Tins. Sorry?
Maybe. Well, Nisi's saying maybe in Zul'Jarak, maybe there's vases that you have to break open. I don't really remember those. Anyways, hopefully somebody will know and we'll figure it out so that we don't, you know, because, I mean, like... Like, I mean, yes, it's easy to not do any quests, but I mean, it's also good to do quests, right? Like, just to change things up a little bit. But then we run across this, right? And honestly, I don't know if I'd want to do a quest at 84 unless I knew for sure. I think I'd probably take a main in there, but I mean, if we can find out just so that no one else does this, just to make sure no one else gets red flagged, that would be good. Because 15 sounds like a good number of quest things to get, right? You know?
Yeah. That's what I was wondering, if it was something particular that you had to go collect 15 things.
Yeah.
And it turns it, Liz it's will actually surprise turns you. It into kills.
Fair is right. All right, let's go on with the tins, Lita.
All right. Okay, so tins this week. We have at number 9, Duff at 21. 8 this week is QQ at 26. 7 is Zortzlock at 27. What? 6 is Biscotti at level 30. 5 this week is Tin Wagon at 33. 4 is Zort's move. Look at Zort. He's been so busy again this week. At 34. 3 is Amesh Tin at 43. But 2 this week is Farran at 48. And number 1 this week is Yesin at level 50. Grats, Nisi. She's been busy. Yep. We know she's home. She's been busy. Well done. All right. Hadley, what greens have we got this week, please?
Okay, we've got number 10 is Evergreen at 55. 9 is Fair Verde at 59. 8 is Green Gushkan at 60. 7 is Solira at 61. 6 is Holiness at 61. 5 is Little Bit Green at 67. 4, I'm not sure if the D or the N is silent, so I'm going with Dime Life at 71. 3 is Intro Moo at 77.
Two is Sparkler at 82, and Ferrovert is 105.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
Yeah, so Periton, I just want to bring this up, because so Periton brings up a point where there's a quest in Zuldrak that you have to channel a beam on a Geist, and some disappear. So they could potentially count as a kill. I'd be curious if anybody can go jump over to that zone with a character that hasn't done it. I'm not sure. Just to check to see if you get a kill, but not a killing blow. Okay. Yeah. So Iron teams. We've got two teams. We've got Team Puppet Rides again. Again at level 25. And a number one, we have Theos died. Their team is gone at level 48. I'm sorry.
So sorry.
For blood teams, we got Injure Face at level 23. And Grade D Butt Head, but Dimple, because you know what? You know what restaurant chain has that kind of meat at level 26. Good old Taco Bell. Helped me through school because, man, it was cheap and I had no money. So cheap tacos with cheap meat and I didn't die. So yay, Taco Bell.
Nice. Yay.
Yay, Taco Bell. All right. Buttons to be clicked. Here we go. Well, let's wait for it.
Just in, it's Chit Chat.
That did not take as long. That's what
that
she said.
Didn't. I did think that was the same thing, and that was the other thought I had. Uh-huh. Okay, so Chit Chat time. This is where you can send in your questions, your tips, your tricks, your puns, jokes, all of those kinds of things. Hadley, I'm sorry. I haven't read it. I'm sorry if it's bad. Can you please read the one from Azzy? Fingers crossed it's decent.
It's silly. It's great. Okay, so what do you call a sad coffee? A depresso.
That's good. I like. That's so true. Okay, Azzy. Yes, double thumbs up, because one, it's coffee. Absolutely. Do not need a sad coffee.
He's pandering to you. 100%.
Doesn't matter. Hey, it doesn't matter whatever he gets that works. If he's going to keep sending in coffee puns, they better be good. Then, you know, that's all good. That's fine. Coffee puns is okay. He forgot about daylight saving. Okay.
Before you hold on, Lita. Before you go, I want to reset my audio. Okay, go.
All right. So the next one is from Tyler. I've got, anyone know if add-ons are allowed for Iron Man? Wondering specifically about NPC scan.
Yes, it's allowed. Yes. However, if you've got an add-on that specifically is geared to help you with the challenge. Let's say I make an add-on to not let you ever use a health potion. That is not allowed. Mm-hmm. I have an add-on that lets you specifically not equip green or higher gear. That is not allowed. Mm-hmm. So there's that. I think that's, you know, and there is also stuff where, you know, if you have an add-on that lets you play the game without you playing it, well, I mean, that's not allowed overall anyways.
That's because called botting.
That's called botting, and Blizzard will ban you. Yeah. So yes. Yeah.
But I mean, some
up to a point.
Some people play with add-ons.
Yep.
Some people don't. It's up to you. I mean, I play with add-ons. I don't play with my full spectrum of add-ons when I play a challenge soon. No, but I can't play with, I was saying last night, I cannot do normal UI.
No, I can't.
Can't do it. Haven't done normal UI since vanilla.
Hadley, are you the same way? Like how many add-ons do you use to play with?
Most of mine are to make the UI look better.
the way that I like it. I cannot function without Bartender and Bagnon. Those are my two go-tos. And Bartender, when they aren't updated with the patch, it's a very sad day.
Is Bagnon updated? I heard it wasn't.
I don't know, but it was working and not giving me errors. So maybe I don't remember if I updated it. And I have Titan Panel just because I'm really lazy and it tells me everything across the top of the screen.
Titan Panel is awesome. I love.
Yeah, those are what I have to have. I got some other ones, but I don't care about them as much. But I can't go without those. I have to have them.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're seeing that Bagnon update. All right. It's good.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, each to their own. Like, Grand Nagus, there are people that do not play without add-ons.
Yep.
Again, blows my mind. To their own, if that's what they want to do, that is their choice. But as far as I'm concerned, yeah, I use certain ones and absolutely. Good question though, Tyler. Thank you. It's always good to have a reminder about these things. But yeah, okay, Hadley, we've got one from Jan. Can you that one, please?
How can I go to BFA zones without doing the HOA quest, as it will red flag you?
Yes. So
I'm on a boat.
So you can, yeah, you can go on, you can take a boat. For Org, is for Org, they have a boat there too, right? Is that true? Mm-hmm. Okay. Because I've not taken the boat Horde side. I've taken the boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
down at the Troll Horde side, go down to Jiritar on the Isle that the trolls, the normal trolls, start at.
In the there troll is area? All the way down there?
So there's a jetty. Yep, there's a jetty off that. I can't think of what isle, the little Sengen, isle section. Yeah. So there's the boat. That's where it comes to. So if you go there as a Horde, it will take you into to the docks of Zandala zone. So that's fine. And then of course Stormwind is where you go for the other one, which is left.
My audio keeps clipping you and I don't know why it's pissing me off here. But voice meter.
So it's the left dock for Alliance, yeah?
Yes.
At the docks.
Where the Night Elf
left one.
One was. And right now there's a portal. Yes. So.
Yes.
Yeah. But right. Night Elf. Well, that's good to know. So, yes, you cannot do the quests like nothing. Do not accept. Yep. Like, don't do it. Don't do it. Because we look for you to have it completed. And once it's done, you're done. So.
And it auto equips.
And it auto equips, and that's why we don't allow the quest to be
done. And then you're done. So,
yep.
Yeah.
Right. Everyone is saying the left pier and where the Darnassus. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Mm. So where is it? Is it the left pier, the right pier? So are you sure it's not the right pier? Because the right pier is where the lighthouse is. No.
It's the left pier.
Okay. Are you sure?
Not the right one. Don't go to the right one.
So the left one, like
right to one, will take you somewhere else.
Port, right? Not right. Okay.
Starboard.
Starboard.
Port side. Yeah. Starboard. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not a boat person.
It was funny. We tried to start using ship directions when we did the Jaina fight, and and they didn't want to because it's like, well, I don't know which one's left or like, just say left or right. It's like, well, one's
exactly
port, one's starboard. It is left and right, but we're on a ship. You have to use the right terminology.
Right. No, you don't. Because yes, if you go starboard, everyone's like, what is that? Left, right.
Well, because when you turn around, your right left switch. So the port is always on that side because it's based on the bow. Right, the bow is the front of the ship, right? So it's based on the bow.
I'm on a boat.
Wow, can you not swear? I mean, we don't have a clean tag here, but it's not like I'm trying to. Okay.
I know.
I think.
Still a good question. Okay. Yeah,
I think we're okay there for chat room question. because I think we mm-hmm. were covering them as we went along. I'm going to say, I usually have a page up for this, but here we go.
Okay.
So today I actually went over, our Twitch subs, PayPal subs, and Patreon subs, and mm-hmm. all that stuff. And I removed people and added people. So if you're not on this list, or you are on this list, it's because, if you've done it through Twitch, Twitch doesn't, remind you to do a Twitch Prime sub. So, and if you do it, thank you. If not, it's okay. I think I'm going to try to do it once a month around this time. Mm-hmm. around, I think Azzy will laugh at that, but, cause he and I think alike. So, right, Lita? No. Okay. Anyways, no, it's going to be, yeah. Okay. So thank you to everybody that supports, the site, to help us pay for the server, cause it's expensive. Thank you to Ali, Azzy, Boz, Crash Landing 99. Oh, I just hit the mic. That's gold. That's pro podcasting right there.
Well, gold.
Actually, no, it's gold. It's actually really good because Crash Landing 99. Boom. Right. So, anyways, thank you to Dave the Hunter, LB mm-hmm. Fair, Five Iron, Frasley, Granagus, Introvert Genius, Cal Lamoon, Cashbringer, Cash You Outside, Carice, An Anonymous Koala, Layla, Lisan, Mrs. Raku Guru, Never Died, Nisi, Canada, Pepperton, P.S. Ducky, Rue de Bruin, Soylent Greener. One sec.
I was going to say, I can't read anything, like, guys, because he won't give me the list.
The list, I'm reading it right off of the website. I'm reading it right off of the website. So that's the list. Oh. Soylent Greener, because it's better than Soylent Green. Stir, Swing Cat, Taco, Thelani, Tiber, a.k.a. Tarber, Toasty, Tuli Bardine, Turwinkle, Two Frog, Alminia, Unamathil, Winema, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very, very, very much.
Thanks, guys.
It certainly helps. I mean, I don't want to disclose my financial stuff, but I will tell you 100% it helps a lot. Mm-hmm. So... thank we you very, very it, much. I do. So thank you also to our mods, Awesome Trousers, Boz, Fair, Nisi, Stir, Zaya, and Zorts. Thank you all very much for everything that you've done, especially on weeks where, you know, I'm not around as much because, you know, sick or just being poopy.
Got the plague.
Or being poopy in the head or something. I don't know. So I'm also going to say thank you to our Twitch chat viewers. We're going to go based on what Twitch says. So thank you too for these people who showed up to watch us record a show. Boz, Fair, Lita, Nisi, Stir, Ali, Bot, Captain Dolby, Dave. Oh, sorry, Dave the Hunter, mm-hmm. Disboxed, Grand Negus, Hadley. Hey, you're in the chat too. You're in the chat and you're on the stream. How did you do that? It's, I'm being stupid, I know.
With mirrors.
Yeah.
With
mirrors. Smoke and mirrors, right? I mean, right now behind me, it's all fire. Like, you just can't tell because it's all special effects. It looks like a bookshelf. Mm-hmm. There's actually Bob back there with a knife coming at me because he's tired of my crap. Introvert Genius, Joby Essen, Chris, Lucy Lynn, Michael Ram, Mrs. Charming, Periton, Slow Cool, Ted Tiber, aka Tiber. Oh, here we go. I'm gonna try to get this right. Sumatra. Unix chat. Bot. Five. Dran Zane Kyber and Zeptimus. Zeptimus. Thank you all very, very much.
Thank you, guys.
Listening to my crap and listening to other awesome people. Looking at you. Thank you. So, I don't know. It's just.
You haven't done the.
What?
The point.
Well, because they haven't done a donation while the stream was going. I'm doing that when they do a donation.
That's right. Oh, live. With the donations. Yes, okay. So. That's right. But. Forgot about that.
I
was waiting for it.
No. Our next show is Saturday, September. I was gonna say September.
We're having a break, guys. Oh my god. We're having a little break.
Yeah, for six months. We're just done until
we'll come back in September.
I'm feeling a little dopey right now, and I'm tired. I don't know. I think it's what's going on.
We're nearly done.
Yeah.
We're nearly done, Stone.
Saturday, I almost did it again. Saturday, March the 23rd at 7 p.m. Eastern, Toronto time. So if you're not sure what that is, just go look for North American Eastern. Next week we'll be joined by Win Nima. I believe she had the first green challenger up to 110. Mm-hmm. When it was it 110 or 120? I think it was 110, right? I think when it went live it was 110, right?
Yeah, 110.
Maybe not. I'm not sure. Anyway, I'm pretty sure she was the first one to get up to max. Hadley, thank you very, very much for dealing with my crap and also hers as well. Well, hers. There we go. Point the wrong way. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It's been very fun. Oh,
it's been great having you on and just getting to have a chat with you and finding out how you're going with the challenges. So if you would like to tell everyone where they can find you, get in touch with you and your stream, you know, where you're streaming as well, that would be awesome.
Well, I'm on Twitch as Hadley C, and that's the easiest way because I have links to my Twitter, Instagram, and Discord on there. And they're all Hadley C or very close to that, depending on what I could get. But and I have an email for Twitch too, which is just HadleyC1@gmail.com. That's pretty much it. As long as they find me on Twitch, you can pretty much get in contact with me anywhere else.
Okay. Excellent. And we will have that information up on the website with this episode. All right. The website brain function. I need more.
Just
coffee.
A gong show. Just a gong show.
So don't forget, check out wowchallenges.com is where the website is. Terrible. You can find all your information for our Discord, Facebook, Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube channels are there. You can find the show on Google Play, iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. If you would like to contribute something, as in a question, a joke, a pun, you can email us at podcast@wowchallenges.com. Spam's not good, guys. Spam's not good.
I sent you an email last week. I'm just wondering why you didn't respond. Because it was spam. Jackass. Yeah.
Do you want to buy the website? Do you want to buy the website?
No.
Do you want to buy the website? Well, hold it for you. Do you want to buy the website?
I have a finger for you.
Anyway, yeah, spam is fun. Not. All right, Stone, where can we find you, please?
You can find me on Twitter at STONEGRASP, like I'm grasping your stone. Because people with one stone need some love too, as well as the Adventures in Azeroth podcast that we'll do one day. And
yes,
Lita, where can we find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Leta Wow, which is LETAWOW, as well as check out my other show, Behind the Avatar. Other than that, a big thank you, as always, to Marconen and Epic Insanity, because they do our intro and our outro. Mm-hmm. Marconen does our wonderful intro that we have been using since...
Day one.
Episode...
One.
Day one.
Yep.
Which we love. We it's fantastic. Love that. So give him some love over at Twitter. He is at Marconen Wow. And Epic is a wonderful friend who has been doing our outro for the last couple of years, and we appreciate him. You can find him on Twitter at Epic_Sanity and show him some love for Frozen Nerds and Epic Questions. They're his boss. Other than that, thank you, everyone. Hadley, good luck with all your challenge tunes. And thank you so much for coming to share your story. So, and if there's anything that we can do, you know, just as I said, we've got tweet us any questions. You've got a whole community there. We're all happy to share information and each other along. So again, thank you so much for sitting down with us today. Other than that, thanks, chat room. Thanks, guys. And have a...
Yep.
Yes?
Nope. Cool.
Go on. Have a good one.
Yes.
You?
Sorry.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.
The WoW Challenges Podcast is a World of Warcraft gaming podcast produced by Stone and Lita, copyright 2018. Portions of this podcast belong entirely to Blizzard Entertainment. The music used on the show belongs to Kevin MacLeod, and you can find his great royalty-free music at incomputech.com. No copyright infringement is intended.